This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The Los Angeles Auto Show opens to the public today. It comes at an interesting time. The market for cars in the U.S. has rebounded and the industry is back on its feet, even as the broader economic recovery continues to unfold at a painfully slow pace. In the days before the general public gets in the doors, Jessica Caldwell has already logged a dozen hours or more at the auto show. She's an analyst from the car website Edmunds.com. Good to talk with you.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
So there's always plenty of flashy stuff at these things, but what trends are you seeing this year that are going to be meaningful for the typical car buyer down the road?
Well, I think what's interesting about Los Angeles Auto Show is that it usually focuses on fuel efficiency, green cars. But what was interesting this year was that green cars came in the package of very small cars, and both Fiat and Chevrolet came out with new electric vehicles in that form. Ford also had a small car, but it was performance-oriented. So I think even though we're focusing on green, there's also a need for performance in these smaller cars.
Definitely some of the luster came off of the electric vehicle concept over the past year, but is that still a big thing at the auto show?
Electric vehicles have had a tough time over the past few years. I think price is still an issue for a lot of consumers, as well as infrastructure, where a place to plug in your car. So I think a lot of automakers want to come out with electric vehicles, but they're just not finding a market. Of course, in Los Angeles, it's the best market for these types, but not every other city is adopting them quite as fast.
I saw there's a Chevy Camaro Hot Wheels edition at the show this year, and I gather there's something of a boomlet in this kind of special edition vehicle. Can you tell me what's going on with that?
I think with people really wanting a custom type of vehicle, I mean, a lot of people really want that unique statement that says something about their character. These special edition vehicles are appealing to those customers and also for the automakers. If the car is already done and they have to add just a few other things on, it's pretty cost effective. Of course, since 2008, it hasn't been a rough ride for the automakers. And I think, you know, definitely the mood at Los Angeles Auto Show was a bit better than it's been in the past with increased new car sales. And I think when you start to see automakers taking risks and putting out these fun cars, I think it's, you know, a sign that times are, in fact, better.
Jessica Caldwell is an analyst at Edmunds.com. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeff.